BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Hello, the Muff Liquor Company.
I'm so sorry.
The one.
For white wine.
Could this be any more me?
BBC Radio.
One. Turn on.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I'm here to enjoy myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's an absolute classic.
Behave yourself.
3, 2.
Radio One.
Go.
On today's show, more of your favourite songs in different languages. Who knew they ever did a version of Barbie Girl in Dutch? Also, listen out for Dutch Ken, it's really weird. We delve into our radio past again, thanks to our listener Becky who requested it. This time, would you like to hear me doing some showbiz news when I started Radio 1 and Chris pretending to be a dance DJ?
Don't be rude now. Don't be rude. We all have a past.
I get overly excited because it's the day the Eurovision song gets announced for the UK. Oh, and there's the Who game.
One. Heard you on Breakfast this morning, Scott, doing a rallying cry for the UK around Eurovision.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really went for it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I think we all just need to stop being so negative about it, you know?
Yeah. I sort of quite like that attitude, but you did come across a little bit desperate.
Did I, though? It's just something I care about. It's like me not entertaining one of your passions or enthusiasms.
That's true.
Watford a crap.
Oh, I'd love to hear you do a rallying cry for Watford, the same way as it was this morning.
I'm just trying to get us to all pull together on this, you know?
I get it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
As I said with Greg James this morning, someone did leave me a carrot out last night. That's how exciting it is. It's like Christmas for me.
Yeah, true. This is the big one for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Eurovision is coming, which is exciting, actually. I always have a good night with that one. It's a decent party.
I just wish you would come one year.
I'd love to. I honestly would love to. But I like it when you get a few drinks in on that night and you find yourself really caring.
Mm.
I always wake up the next day, I'm like, I actually don't care about that at all.
Yeah, but that's fine. Just enjoy it. It's gay Christmas.
But on the evening... Wow. Okay. But on the evening, I mean, that's a mad thing to say. But anyway, with the...
I would say better, but yeah.
Oh, don't say that. And but on the evening of... That's really thrown me. But on the evening, I really go for it. I let myself go, and it's an amazing thing.
You should try watching the semi-finals. They're good. A guy called Rylan and Scott Mills do it. And that's like the two shows before. And you get to see some of the really questionable ones there that don't make it to the final.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's on BBC Four. And I went in a bit on Breakfast this morning, but I think it needed to be done. Real talk, we're probably not going to win. I doubt that very much, but we are the United Kingdom. Can I use a football analogy?
Please.
You can't go from last to first in one season.
Great.
Do you know what I mean? It takes time. It's a long road. So what I'm saying here is we've got a good artist. He can sing. He can perform live. The song sounds contemporary. It's catchy. We all need to stop being like, oh, we're not ever going to win. They hate us because of Brexit. Not true. They want us to do well. Stop the negativity. True. I mean, they could have voted last year, but, you know, you've got to learn from these things. Well, I mean, you must be having a similar thing with Watford right now.
In some ways, yes.
Yes.
In some ways, no. Except I'd like us to not finish bottom. Well, in fact, yeah, you're right.
Same.
There's a lot of similarities going on, actually.
You know, I just want to be left-hand side of the leaderboard. I'll be happy with that.
I want, you know, upper
right.
Middle would be wonderful.
We want the same thing.
Yeah, true.
Just
true.
I'm doing it through music, you're doing it through sport.
True.
You know? Anyway, if you've not heard it yet, it's by a guy called James Newman. What I'm going to do, I've realised there's a flaw in the plan here. Yes, we need people in the UK to like it, because we need to rally the nation. But most importantly, we're not voting. So we need people in Europe to like it. We've got a plan for that coming up.
One! If we were deep.
I know what you mean. The first time you hear the deep sea diver lyric, you're like, But imagine on stage in Rotterdam with full snorkel gear.
Right. This is what this relies on. I'm assuming, because the song is good, right? The song's nice.
Yeah.
But what I think this relies on is I'm assuming James Newman, there is going to be full snorkel.
Yeah.
And there's going to be fish around him.
I don't...
Sort of characters. You come out and do the lobster.
I don't know what the staging is at this point.
That's what it needs to be. And if they're working out what the performance needs to be, I'm fairly certain that's it.
Yeah.
At the very least, if he's just going to come out and sing the thing really seriously, halfway through, you then appear as a lobster, but almost as if the lobster's his love interest.
Okay.
And you sort of just go around him doing the claws.
I will feed this back.
Imagine it'd be beautiful. So he's doing it really serious, singing the song, "If We Were Deep Sea," and then you come out and sort of twirl around being his lobster lover.
All right, well, I'll see if there's any plans for any dances or anything, yeah.
Just tell me who we need to speak to, and I can pitch that.
I can do that for you. It's all very well, what we think of it here. It's all good people here having their own opinions, but we're going to try and lobby Europe in a bit.
Yeah, because I don't know if people understand how this works. You obviously can't vote for the UK entry when you're here. You've got to vote for another country.
So listen to me. Are you in Europe, or are you about to go on holiday? Can you text me, if so, on 81199? Because what really matters in all this is, what do they think of it in Switzerland? Are they loving it in Azerbaijan? Is the equivalent station to Radio 1 in, let's say, North Macedonia, playing it every hour? Is it on repeat in Australia, not Europe? That's what we need to know. So if you are in Europe right now or about to be, 81199.
Scott Mills.
Hello, is this Andorra?
It is Andorra calling.
Hello, Andorra. This is London calling. Who am I speaking to,
Hello.
Please?
It's Anna.
Hi, Anna. So what are you doing in Andorra? Are you on holiday?
No. I work out here.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now, Andorra, remind me, which country is that?
So it's in between France and Spain. Like, it's a tiny little principality.
Oh, like Monaco.
Exact, yeah.
Or San Marino.
Or Samaria, or the Vatican, but we're not quite that fancy.
Or Luxembourg? No, that's an actual country.
No, that's a country.
Yeah. Anyway, how are you going to help spread the word here?
I'm just going to tell absolutely everyone about Eurovision and how awesome it is, because I love it, so everyone else in Andorra should too.
Do they love it in Andorra at the moment? Because Andorra don't take part, do they?
They're not really Eurovision people, Scott, I'll be honest.
That's okay, we can convert them.
Oh, 100%. I think the word needs to be spread to Andorra, and maybe one year they will be able to compete.
Yeah, they need to get their act together, because San Marino are in it like every year. I mean, they're terrible at it, but like they are in it.
Well, there you go. I mean, I reckon Andorra, we could have a fighting chance. I think we could do it.
Okay, well, in the meantime, get on it. Spread the word to all your Andorrans.
I will do. I'll spread the word to all my Andorrans.
Andorrans, I think, yeah, that's the plural. Yeah, cool. Thanks for your help on this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ben in Stockholm says, don't worry, Mills. We live in Sweden. We'll be giving our 10 points to the UK. Don't tell our colleagues. I don't think that's on behalf of the whole of Sweden, annoyingly. I think it's just his workplace.
But that's where it starts, though. We just need to drum up a bit of support around the place, you know?
Damn right.
Yeah.
Pollyanna says, I'm travelling to Estonia tomorrow for the Estonian Eurovision selection. Yeah, a lot of countries have like a 10-week show on TV to find their entry.
Ah, right.
So Pollyanna's going there tomorrow. Just shout about the UK loud, thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's all good getting people fired up here, but it's Europe where they can vote. Dylan, where are you?
I am in Oslo in Norway.
Ah, are you from Oslo?
No, I'm from Belfast.
Okay, are you on holiday?
No, I work on cruise ships.
Oh, are you on a ship now?
Yeah.
I only went on one for the first time recently. I was DJing on one. They are mega. It's like a city.
Oh, for sure. It's like a shopping centre in the middle of the sea.
Well, what are you doing on the boat? Are you sailing it?
I'm a DJ.
Here we go.
Oh. Okay.
You sound like you're out of breath, mate. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, well, basically what I've just done there is I went from my cabin on deck 2 up to deck 7 so I can get out on deck.
Oh, okay, so you're going to spread the word about our Eurovision entry for us?
Yeah, of course.
All right, so you're the top deck now, are you?
Yes, I'm on top deck. I'm out on deck at the moment. There's people getting on board as we speak.
Do you have croquet on deck there? Or what's the game where you throw the hoops? You see, my only reference for cruise ships, because I've never been on one, is the Titanic. And that's what they do on the
deck. Well, that didn't really end well.
No, but they've got a lot better since then. Chris, I couldn't believe what I was seeing when I went on one. They're proper luxury. They had Cirque du Soleil in this one.
Mm.
Live show.
Yeah, but we've got like a whole big show lounge in ours, with like a massive LED screens, and it's like multi-£1 million worth of equipment in our show lounge, and then the nightclub is like better than any nightclub I've ever played in.
Yeah, well, you'd say that you're the DJ, aren't you?
No, but like there's clubs in there which are like super clubs, and like in this one there was a whole theatre, and they told me the theme park on the top was bigger than Butlin's. Okay, so is it busy around where you are?
Yeah, kind of. If I walk closer to the doors, then it will be very busy.
I'd quite like you to do full Rose and Jack on this, actually.
I suppose I probably could give it a go.
Let's do this.
Okay. I'm standing where the passengers are getting onto the boat now.
Okay, so if you could, like, put your arms out like they do in Titanic.
Yeah,
or just one of them, because obviously you've got to hold the phone with the other.
Yeah, just imagine someone's got their arms around you, because I take it there's no one actually there that will do that.
Yeah. Okay, and this needs to be top of your voice, all right? We need the Norway votes.
Okay.
You can just repeat after me. Are you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Norway!
Norway!
This is London calling!
This is London calling!
Please vote for James Newman from the UK!
Please vote for James Newman from the UK!
In this year's Eurovision Song Contest!
In this year's Eurovision Song Contest! Yeah, I think people are starting to look at me now, to be fair.
Yeah, but they've got the message, we're done. That name will stick now.
Yep.
You watch on the night, we'll be getting major points from Norway.
Do you know what? And I want a lot of credit for this.
I will give you credit.
Yep, that sounds like a plan.
Maybe once more, James Newman for the UK Eurovision.
James Newman for the UK in the Eurovision.
Anyone looking
at
him?
Yeah, there's like kids crying now.
Oh, that's probably unrelated, but I don't care as long as they vote. You're on these cruise ships all the time going to places that we need votes from, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm in Germany tomorrow in Kiel, so I suppose I could give another shot in Kiel tomorrow.
This
probably
is perfect.
Go to the city centre.
Yes, do it, do it, do it. Where else in Europe are you going before May?
Well, I'm in Krakow.
Yes.
Next month.
Yes.
And then I'm in Amsterdam.
Right, this is great. You're like our one-man Eurovision band. You're going... He's covering Norway. Then you've got Germany.
Kiel.
Then you're going Poland. Then you're going Netherlands.
We should have got this lad to do the song. Would have been amazing.
I'll be in Düsseldorf on Sunday afternoon.
See what I mean?
Okay, spread it. The word about Eurovision.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can we stop with the storms now, please? We just got rid of Dennis. The next one was supposed to be called Ellen, right? Ellen's not arriving now.
No, she's skipping over. What does it mean the next one's F?
No, she's been delayed. This is true. There's a last-minute one coming in this weekend.
Oh.
Right? And it's not Dennis and it's not Ellen. This one's coming from Spain, unannounced. It's a last-minute entry. And because it's coming from Spain, the Spanish have named it. So it's Storm George, although you don't say George, you say Jorge.
So they've missed F.
But they don't work it in the same way.
Ah.
So they've just named it, and it's called Jorge. So if you get like a bit blown about this weekend, that's why it's Jorge.
I mean, it's slightly more interesting than Dennis on that front, isn't it? Just name-wise.
I just wasn't expecting. I was expecting, you know, like Ellen. Jorge.
Yeah, mate, there's a storm every week at the moment.
Literally.
It's on.
Lawrence, where are you right now?
I'm currently on a train going to Vienna Airport.
Oh, yes, we can get the Austrian vote here.
This is very good. Are there like, lots of people around you?
It's quite packed.
Are you a big fan of Eurovision?
I'm happy to fly the flag. I'll put it that way.
That's good enough for me.
We can now tick off Austria, can't we?
Yeah.
If we get...
Okay, all right. So the train just stopped.
Okay. Excellent. Right, so it's Vienna. This is London calling.
Oh, God.
Please vote for James Newman, as we discussed off air.
Vienna, this is London calling. We need you to vote for James Newman in Eurovision.
Yeah, good. Did anyone say yes?
No one.
Not one?
Absolutely no one.
Sounds way more intense on a train, doesn't it?
Okay, if you're on the way to the airport, where are you flying to?
I'm going to Bremen in Germany.
Would you mind spreading the word in Germany as well, and then we can check back in with you on Monday?
Yeah, okay.
But not much reaction to your call for help there, no?
It's just about 5 or 6 red looks, but no view of the Adam Fox.
All right, we'll see how it went on Monday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, yes, yes. Here come a whole load of Who's for your Thursday afternoon. The Who game returns. OK, let's go around. Me, Chris, versus the Radio 1 listeners will each take it in turns to do a Who until one of us runs out or the timer sounds, which means it's time to almost give up. Shall we play?
Let's play.
I would like one of our listeners to start the proceedings today. Line 1, hello, who are you and where are you?
Hi, it's Anne-Marie and I'm in Coventry.
Go on, Anne-Marie.
Thumb Wars.
Hello. Good start with Thumb Wars. Line 2, who are you and where are you from?
Hello, it's Mark in Northampton.
Yes, Mark, go on.
Bear in a big blue house.
What's that?
Oh, it's like a cartoon that was on in, I think, like early noughties. Just some guy in a big blue suit, basically.
Yeah, not a bear. Line 3, who's this?
Hi, it's Louise.
Where are you, Louise?
I'm from Ireland.
Whereabouts in Ireland?
You might know it, it's Donegal. Chris was there in Muff.
Oh, no, Muff. When you went to Muff.
Yes, I'm not too far from there.
And what's your who, please?
60-minute makeover.
Do we really think they did that? Come on, real talk. Did they do that in 60 minutes?
Didn't we ask someone about this? I'm sure we spoke to someone who's been on that show and it was...
60 days.
It was like 60 days because the show's on in 60 minutes or something like that.
Yeah. Also, do you remember Claire Sweeney presented this off of Brookside?
Hey. Okay, we've been around the callers. Now it's time for us. I'm going to go. We're going to London to buy a Heat magazine. Remember the ad?
Heat magazine, we're going to London. Where are we going?
London.
What are we
going
to buy?
Heat magazine, we're going to London.
Going to London to buy Heat magazine. Chris Stark.
Losing the game.
Was that guy Neil Strauss?
No, that was a different one. That was the game. That was the pickup stuff. It was all a bit weird. Losing the game was, it was like you just say to someone, oh, you just lost the game.
Oh, yeah.
I never really worked out the rules, but...
Anne-Marie!
Overhead projectors. Hey!
Did you ever get the honour of working it, though?
No, I wasn't trusted enough to do that job.
Me neither. Back to Mark. What's your who?
LimeWire.
Louise?
Crayola Twistables. Hey!
Me?
You.
The Peru 2.
The what?
The Peru 2. Do you remember them girls?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my word. Okay.
Them girls, they found something not okay in their luggage. Mm.
The Peru 2.
Quite a lot of it as well. okay. Chris Stark.
Beanbags.
Oh, are they off? I was going to buy one for my potential new house.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the wrong one. Maybe they're beanie bags, what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of the little mini ones you used to have in school PE. Do you remember they were sort of like a fabric that was filled with some sort of bean and you'd throw them around?
Oh, them? I thought you meant bean bags to sit on.
No, I mean the little square ones that you could throw around.
Anyone know what their actual name was? 8-1-1-9.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah, they are called bean bags.
Just straight up bean.
Sometimes happy sacks. Depending on what school you went to, this nut sacks in some cases.
Fine.
Niall Horan and No Judgment. We're in the middle of the Who game on BBC Radio 1. So far, the Who's have included Thumb Wars, Losing the Game, Going to London to Buy Heat magazine, and the Peru 2. Okay, let's go around again. Anne-Marie?
Doing PE in your underwear if you forgot your PE kit.
I'm not sure that's still on. Mark?
Yorkie, it's not for girls.
Oh, God. That was a thing once.
Wow. When they marketed a whole chocolate bar just around men, it's not for girls. Wow. Just wow. Louise?
Dance mask.
What is that again?
Dance mask. Do you remember Just Dance? It was like...
yeah, I used to be actually excellent at that.
Oh, what was your song?
I think it was You Drive Me Crazy by Britney Spears.
Oh, okay. I preferred the faster ones, like Cascada, Every Time We Touch.
Oh, you know, yeah, like that was a good one. Isn't it weird? I was really good at Dance Mat, but no good on Strictly Come Dancing. How does that work?
Weird. We should get... I mean, it would be amazing to see a Strictly dancer on a dance mat, wouldn't it? Like, mad skills.
Okay, me. I saw them in a shop only yesterday and actually went up to one and gave it a massive hoo in person. But it's an object, so it can't reply back. Lava lamps! They appear to be back. Mm. I saw it in quite a fancy department store yesterday. Anne-Marie!
Where's the original?
I need to go as well.
Oh, sorry.
Miss me out.
Let me show up. Go.
Inflatable chairs. Ho!
Mark!
The singing hedgehogs that used to teach you how to cross the road.
Do you know what it was called?
I think it would be used to do it to King of the Road.
Yes.
Take care out on the street. Use your head and then your feet. Don't run out like a fool. Take your time and play it cool. If you don't stay alert, you could end up getting hurt. You gotta stop and think, then you'll be king of the road. King of the road.
Stop, look and listen, please. That's a great one. Quicksand. What even is it?
True. I don't know where I'd be able to stumble upon quicksand.
Did you get warned about it at school?
Quicksand?
Yeah. Mm. Near me we did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Quicksand in Eastleigh?
Yeah. I think there was like a quarry nearby or something. It's a classic casualty episode, that.
Yeah.
They must have covered quicksand at some point. There goes the timer. Quick, quick, quick. Whoa. Chris.
Oh, nip slips.
Anne-Marie.
Pat Sharp and Funhouse.
Mark.
Lemon curd.
Why? Once again, why? Louise.
Hungry, hungry hippos.
Going to actually pick up a takeaway.
Sure, some people still do that as well.
Yeah, I know, but...
Two for one on Tuesday. Hug a hoodie.
Anne-Marie.
Yo-yos.
Bang. There goes the timer, which means we are out of time. That's the general idea of timers when they go off. Some great ones in there today. Thanks for the memories, guys. Anne-Marie, Mark, Louise, thanks for being on the Who Game.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Salmon Huddersfield is outraged about lemon curd being a who. It's not, they say. It is.
Sure.
Although I get it, in a lot of places you do have to collect your takeaway, including Launceston, Cornwall. Mark's not happy.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
And this is Liam. He's 23 and he's in Dorset, but where?
Hello?
Where in Dorset are you?
I'm near Stormont Newton.
Okay, welcome along to Bangers.
Thank you.
Been on before?
No.
Okay, so you are a young farmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a delay between here and Dorset, yeah. And you're in your digger at the moment, yeah?
Yeah, digging ditches.
Earlier, quicksand was on the Who Game. Is there any near where you are?
No, might get a bit of sticky clay, but not much quicksand.
Mm, is that as dangerous as quicksand, though? I was always told to avoid it.
No, nowhere near it.
Martin's been on. He is at a sand quarry in Scotland right now, covered in snow, but there's a massive sign. Danger, quicksand, keep out. Thanks for that, Martin, on Twitter.
Yeah, it seems to be more of it about than you'd think, Scott.
It swallows you up. Don't go near. I've seen it on Casualty.
Do not go near.
Okay, Liam, who do you normally pick on Bangers?
Well, it'd be Chris, but I'd probably one extra, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, so sort of just slightly leaning in my direction, but generally 50-50, that's what you're saying, right?
Slightly over the line.
Only just by a bit, like.
Only a little bit, Scott. Just a little bit.
You want to go first?
Yeah, go on then, Liam. I've got a right banger for you today. Look what I'm serving up for you right here, Liam. Prime bit of Sean Paul.
Bring it back, like.
This is Temperature. Love.
I can listen to your accent all day, Liam.
Yeah, back to
UK disco,
that is.
Yeah, Liam, I can just imagine you really enjoying this song. It's a good sing-along, this.
But there is another option, and that option on Bangers today is Scott's choice. That's me, and it's this. Outkast and Roses. That's my banger.
Oh, I don't know now. You throw me in the deep end now.
I know.
Oh, Jesus, I don't know. We'll go for a bit of temperature, try and pump it up a bit.
Come on. The girl them killer chick. Thunderball. Some
give it to, some give it to, some give it to our girls. Hello, my name is Ali Plum. I am Radio 1 and One Extra's film critic. Go me. Whoop. But I interrupt this regularly scheduled podcast because I wanted to basically ruin Scott and Chris's day. They don't know I'm doing this, and I wanted to plug my thing. So there you go. No, genuinely, this is a really cool thing, and I want you to listen up for just a couple of seconds. I have a BBC Sounds mix, and it's about movies. So basically, it's hours of movie music based around a theme. So far, we've done Marvel movies, which we've talked about before, and then we've had Quentin Tarantino, of course, and now we've got 21st century teen music, which is so up Scott Street, it's almost unbelievable. But anyway, I'm here to tell you to go and listen to it once you're done listening to this. It's called Radio 1's Movie Mixtapes, and again, this is Ali Plum just interrupting your day to talk about his thing. It's like when a magician or Matt Edmondson comes up to you in a pub and goes, look, I've got some cards. Oh, look, it's the ace of no one cares. Yeah, so that's me today. Sorry about that. Anyway, back to your regularly scheduled podcast now. And please don't tell Scott and Chris. I need them to like me because they kind of are the cool people at work. No, what am I saying? I don't believe that for a second.
Tune. Sean Paul. Biddy bang.
What a legend. Do you remember side of stage watching Sean Paul do his thing? What an honour that was.
Oh, it was so good. What a big weekend. Yeah.
Like, master of his craft.
Legend.
Legend. But that song, I can't hear it the same way since the video. You know, if the guy doing his massive belly night out, he's there with his mates on a bed, trying to sing along to Sean Paul, can't really remember the words properly, but the amazing thing is that he's got a massive belly and it sounds like the drum in the background.
In almost perfect time as well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, James, how can we help you?
I heard you talk about the songs in different languages, and when we were on a business trip in Germany, we heard Teenage Dirtbag in German, and it's just hilarious.
That's what I want to hear. We've been talking about this a bit this week. We played Someone You Love by Lewis Capaldi in Spanish and Shape of You by Ed Sheeran in German. So you were on a work trip and you heard Teenage Dirtbag?
Yeah.
Was it by Wheatus, the band that,
no,
that actually made it? Oh, right, someone different.
No, it's a cover by, I would fail to pronounce the name, Dirk Strippen, I think.
Oh, nice.
And it's called Gleiner Bauer.
Is that Teenage Dirtbag in German?
I assume so.
I forgot to tell you, when I was having a bit of fresh air outside the Brit Awards, I just watched Lewis Capaldi. I walked outside. And if you've ever been to the O2 Arena in London, you might know that they pipe music outside. Mm. It's nothing to do with what's going on inside the arena. They've just got like this music playing, like in shops, you know. There was someone, it wasn't Lewis Capaldi, doing the worst version of Someone You Loved on the speakers outside the O2 after he'd just performed in there. Terrible. Didn't even sound like it. Right, we've found it. Here is Teenage Dirtbag in German. Never knew they existed.
Not sure how I feel about that.
Little Mix, do you remember they learned a load of their songs in Japanese for their Japanese fans?
Ah, Men det går då tycker nice guy. It's only me tycoon.
I'm surprised they fit, you know.
That's so good.
That's so good. Who knew that Barbie Girl was ever done in Dutch? Oh, yes to that dude.
Yes, Dutch Ken.
I don't know who sent this to me. It was someone on Twitter yesterday. I will find your name. I'm so sorry. But they've sent me the most magnificent version of Rolling in the Deep. Now, a lot of it is in English, but it is magnificent. Mm. Can we enjoy that? A lot of it's in English.
Intrigued.
It's a folk version, a Chinese folk version of Rolling in the Deep. And it blew my mind.
They say a fire started in my heart. Reaching a fever pitch and bringing out the dark. Finally, I can see your crystal clear.
How you do it Chinese folk style.
It's a very different singing style.
Some people are saying that Dutch Ken on Barbie Girl is so aggressive. Much more aggressive, isn't he? Someone says, OMG, I want Dutch Ken to shout at me all the time like that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Becky.
So, yesterday I loved hearing the clips of your old radio show.
Yeah.
And I loved it even more because it was actually recorded on the day I was born.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, yes.
Was amazing. It really?
How good is that?
Yeah. And so that would be 22 years ago 22. This year.
Yeah. Wow.
It's not going to have the longevity. Sorry, no, it's not you, Becky, it's him.
And I would love to hear some more, if that's okay.
Right, okay. Well, this obviously means a lot to you because it was your birthday when I was talking all that jazz on Radio 1.
Isn't that incredible? You're on Radio 1 there, Scott, talking all this stuff on the radio here, just as Becky there is taking her first breaths in this world.
That's incredible.
I know, and I love it. And I always listen to you guys, so it's just that bit more special. So I'd love to hear some more of it.
Definitely.
Still
well,
got
well
it.
Look at this. It's going back in time, a quarter of a century ago,
all
where
right.
Scott was still doing the
it
same
It wasn't that
job.
Long.
Nearly.
It's not. Okay, anything in particular you want to hear, or do you just want to find some more?
It was a different millennium at the time.
And maybe some of Chris as well. That would be good, wouldn't it?
Right. Yeah, no, we've got that.
It's not.
Yeah, we've got it ready.
Yeah, I'll tell you what we'll do, right? I'll play some more of mine if Chris shows us his.
Yeah?
Yeah, that sounds like a good deal.
This is nonsense because what you were doing is you were on Radio 1. I haven't got anything from 22 years ago.
No, but we got something from a while back.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's on Radio 1, it's still on the radio.
It wasn't. I don't even know if. I think that what you've got is just a recording of something.
Maybe it was in your bedroom. It doesn't matter. Becky wants to hear it, don't you, Becky?
No, I know.
I
what
do. I would
listen.
Love to hear it.
Scott does this thing where if he just says it, he knows that it'll happen. He's a master manipulator. Many people don't know this. And that's what you're trying to do with this situation right now.
I just
Scott was trending on Twitter yesterday. This thing went everywhere. Recording of
you
him.
Could be trending as well, though,
exactly,
Chris.
Exactly, Becky. Exactly my point, Becky.
Listen. This is what Scott gets paid the big money for. So let's all hear what he was doing back then. Do you know what it is, Scott? It's a celebration. And that's all it is. So I think let's just focus on you. That's cool.
I think Becky would also like to hear you, though.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah, I think I would as well. Just right. Think, like, in a couple of years, this could be about you, Chris, listening back to this.
Yeah, maybe. But maybe in however many years' time, we can look back at what I was doing 22 years ago. But right now, you know, maybe we just keep it fair. Maybe I show you exactly what I was doing 22 years ago.
I think, Becky, do you think it's fair if, like, we're both in it or none of us are in it?
Oh, both, definitely. It's
all
a
right.
Team effort.
Thanks.
When it suits.
All right, we'll do it in 15 minutes.
Okay, thank you, guys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here with Chris. Okay, I'll get mine out if you get yours out, all right? There we are. That's what Becky asked for.
I don't understand this because I just think it's your name above the door in this situation, isn't it? I hear your name on the jingles. Why don't we just focus on you here? It's like you've had to bring me onto this at the same level. Not true.
We've all got a past, and unfortunately, most of mine was on the radio.
Yeah, but this is what we're talking about. I don't understand how you can just spin it back around to being me. As I said, you're a master manipulator.
I just think if I've got to play some of me from back in the day, then let's have some of you as well. You've been on this show ages now.
I just think you earn enough that we should be able to take the mick out.
Can we stop talking about the money side of it?
Do you know what I mean? Like, if...
It always comes... Like,
play
you mention
you want
it
from
every
me,
day
if,
at the moment.
It bugs
every
me a little
day.
Bit. That it's,
you're saying you don't get paid enough to have the mickey taken out of you,
I'm
is that
not
what you're
saying? That, but I'm saying...
I think we all get involved.
Scott Mills.
Right, so Patrick from Rochester says, fair, Chris, come on. It's only going to be a few seconds. Take it like a man.
All good. It's fine. Listen, we all have a past, as you said. The thing is, your past was being played out on social media yesterday when clips of you from quite... a long time ago, 22 years ago, surfaced. And you sound very different on Radio 1, but we all sounded different back in the day. We hadn't hit puberty. It's all that sort of thing, you know? Voice changes.
I really hadn't. It's funny how things, and particularly my voice, has evolved.
So we got more of this.
Would you like to hear the showbiz news? Would you like to hear that?
We've refused to hear this in the studio because we'd rather just hear it once and then we can run away from it.
Okay.
Kind of thing. So who's going first, me or you?
I'll go first because I want to get out of the way.
No.
But I'm going to close my ears, so I won't hear this.
Okay, you go first.
Me first?
So this is you.
Oh, God.
I've got the clip for this.
Okay.
Okay, so this is when you were in for Zoe Ball.
Yeah. Shut up.
Back in the day on Radio 1. And you attempted some showbiz goss.
Probably my first ever showbiz goss.
Radio 1, 7:45. It looks like it's well and truly back on between Rob and...
Okay, can we talk about the sound effect?
Hold on. But who... Like, did you have someone in charge of just wacky sound effects?
I think there might have been someone with an actual penny whistle in there.
But it means nothing
as
well.
But it's for no reason. Anyway, we continue.
7:45. It looks like it's well and truly back on between Rob and Nicole then.
Why?
Robbie's showing off his ring in the sun this morning.
Yes. There's the people cheering again. There was a whole crowd of people cheering.
It's just like everyone's had too much coffee.
Yeah.
Really nasty pictures of, take that from, I think it was about 91, 92, you know, when they first started out, and the full horror of the mullet hairdo that is Gary Barlow. Ooh, nasty.
I got a lot of love for it because that was a sort of legendary sound. It was a sound back then, wasn't it? And you were on Radio 1 and it's massive.
Weird.
Now, I was knocking around in some little...
Why are you talking like that?
I can't remember where this clip... I've been made aware that there's a clip of me doing some radio, but I can't remember where this is from. So this is... Because 22 years ago for me, I was in a very different place. So yeah. I must have been... I don't know what this was. I think this was like when I was trying to do work experience and stuff like that. I've not heard it.
Is it when
sure
you?
It's awful.
Is it when you wanted to be a dance DJ for a bit?
I think it's like I thought to myself, well, perhaps I'll give this a go. So I must have been, I don't know what, 16, 17.
Now, after another successful year remixing the likes of Empire of the Sun and even Beyonce, Never is the long-awaited next solo release from top remix team Wawa, featuring a mystery vocalist. On the remix is new kid on the block, Justin Fry.
Watch out, Danny Howard.
That actually makes me want to vomit.
Well, I don't like it at all.
I actually, I'm not saying it, I want to vomit.
I'm fine because I, already from the texts that are coming in and the tweets, it's bringing joy to many others, just not us two.
Yeah, this is the worst. Yeah, it's...
In between is FM.
Shut up.
Hot Out of Italy is Analog People in a Digital World and DJ Sneak's new tune,
Are you
Walking
reading
in Harlem. Their last release, Rose Rope, was a Tong Essential new tune and supported by the biggest and best jocks on the planet. The Walking in Harlem EP looks set to be even bigger thanks to a hookup with DJ Sneak and Ian Pooley on the amazing Vega.
Ian Pooley.
Look out for Analog's superb remix of the next Tulip single too.
Do you have a cold?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tom and Gemma in Swindon are like, no way is that either Scott or Chris. It is.
That's us. We all have a past, people.
Some people are now doubting whether these are our actual voices because who knows? Like, that could be how we actually talk when we're not on air, like what we just played.
But in 20 years' time, they'll play out clips from this.
Yeah, they will. They'll play this.
They'll be playing this. Mm.
Doja Cat, say
Imagine
so.
Imagine what we sound like then.
Oh, don't.
Hello.
Say So by Doja Cat on Radio 1. It'll be once a week.
Okay, let's move this on. This not
wheel me in and
all.
I'll do the show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm back for the official chart tomorrow from 4 on Radio 1. And me and Chris are back Monday from 1. If you miss us over the weekend, get the Scott Mills Daily, old editions, BBC Sounds. 1!